Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining me once again tonight. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning page Tzadi Dalid. We are continuing in Simen Dalid Shin. We are in the middle of Si'if Aleph. Be'ez Hashem will finish Si'if Aleph and also do Si'if Beis this evening. So we started to discuss last time in Simen Dalid Shin, Si'if Aleph, what the halacha is about an Eved Kenani. And we had mentioned that there are different categories of an Eved Kenani. If you have an Eved Kenani that had Mila and Tevila, and he was Mekabel Mitzvahs Ki'isha, so then he's chayiv in Shabbos. He himself, even to do malacha for himself, he's chayiv in mitzvahs ki'isha. So he absolutely needs to be shomer Shabbos, and you're obviously not allowed to ask him to be mechal Shabbos. Then we spoke about an eved that's mekabel to shav mitzvahs b'nei Noach. He's not chayiv in Shabbos, but you're mechuyiv in shvisas avdo. You're not allowed to have him do malacha for you. And then the Shulchan Aruch had said, just to review what we mentioned last time, that even if he has not accepted any mitzvahs, he's a Kuti Gomor, he's still the same as the Eved who was Mekabel Mitzvos. So now the Shulchan Aruch says, V'yesh Omrim, second line on the page, V'yesh Omrim, Shekol Shel Kibul Hashem Mitzvos B'nei Noach, Kibudin Yehudi Gomor Hu, Ein Rabbo Musar Alav. That any time the Eved has not been Mekabel Lashev Mitzvos B'nei Noach, he's like a regular guy, and therefore you have no obligation to make sure that he is Shomer Shabbos, or that he doesn't do Malacha for you. L'fizet, Tzarchei Chol Hashem V'sakadav Chayn Tzarchei Meis B'yom Tov Rishon, So all the regular dinim of Amiru Lenachri are going to apply. Just like you're allowed to do Amiru Lenachri Litzaruch HaLashen B'Sakana, and you're allowed to do Amiru Lenachri in order to take care of a mace on Yom Tov Rishon, to bury a mace on Yom Tov Rishon. So if you have an Eved who is never Mekabel any mitzvos, who's not even Mekabel the Sheva mitzvos, you're allowed to do Amiru Lenachri to ask him to do those types of things. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Tezvav, V'yeshom Shekol V'chulei, Sviru Delo Zhira Taral Eved Shel Yisrael Linyan Shabbos. This assumes that the Torah does not tell you that you have a mitzvah of Shvisas Avdo, Ela B'yeshul Aval Kol Padam Ktsas Mitzvos, unless he has some shaykhus to mitzvos. Dayanu Shev Mitzvos B'nei Noach, at least he has to have been Mekabel Shev Mitzvos B'nei Noach, Kumvor Beis Yosef Ayin Shab, Vayin Bel Yerab Shevi B'shem Kama Poskim, Delemais Yesh Lachim Rekhsvar Rishona. So even though this is an opinion that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Eli Rabbi says, we paskin like the first opinion quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and that you're not allowed to have an Eved who belongs to you, who is not Mekabel any mitzvos, do malacha. Asr lomar lemumar v'karoyim lasos lomalachim shavs yom tov dovr mishum lefnei iver. And clearly, if a person is a Jew, even though they're a rebellious Jew and they don't do any mitzvos, you're not allowed to ask them to do malacha. That would be a violation of lifnei iver, a pretty blatant violation of lifnei iver. Now let's see the Ramah. V'kolevet shemetzuva al shvisaso. Any Eved that you're mitzuva to make sure that he doesn't do malacha, you're mitzuva on shvisas avdo, asr lotzeis b'chosam shasla rabbos laros bo shu avdo, is not allowed to go out with a chosam that the master made for him to show that he's an eved. They'd have like an ID tag that says this is the eved of so and so. So he's not allowed to go out with that. Vimu shaltit, but if it's made out of plaster, mutal lotzeis b'chosam b'tzavarov lo b'ksuso, then he'd be allowed to go out with it if it's hanging around his neck, but not if it's attached to his clothing. Ubishal mateches b'cholin yinaser, and if it's made out of metal, he's not allowed to go out with it at all. And if he made the chosim himself, if he made that seal himself, and it wasn't something that the master had insisted on, then even if it was made out of plaster, it's always going to be aser. So this seems like a bunch of random rules about whether he made it, whether you made it, whether it's made out of metal, whether it's made out of tit, whether it's on his clothing, whether it's around his neck. What do all these things have to do with anything? Like, why would it matter? Why do these factors make a difference? Whether he made it or you made it, whether it's made out of tit or metal, whether it's around his neck or on his clothing. So the Mishnah Berurah gives us a lot of explanation over here to clarify what seems like an otherwise confusing halacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah first Sivkat Tazayin v'kol Eved ikoy gam a Eved shalom al v'taval ayim tosav shas primagadim. There is a discussion in the Achronim if this is even talking about an Eved that did not go through Milu Tevila, but certainly an Eved that did go through Milu Tevila, where you have the mitzvah of Shvisas Avdo. So Asur, let's say Sivkat Yudzayin hine. He says at first the Ramah says it in a very unclear kind of way, but then he explains, and what he means is that if you have two factors working in your favor, dahainu shachosam ayishaltit and vuhutali bitzavaro, one that the chosam is made out of plaster and two that it's hanging around your neck, then mutar lotzeis bo, then you're allowed to go out with such a chosam. Because what are you going to be worried about? To be concerned that he's going to take it off by hand with his hand and then just carry it, you don't have to worry about that. Because he would never take off a chosam that his master is making him wear and walk around with that, because people are walk around without it on him, because people are going to think that and report back to his master that he was trying to remove any sign of his avdus. And to be concerned that it's going to fall off and it's going to and he's going to pick it up because it's going to have broken and he's going to pick it up and carry it, you also have nothing to worry about. To the Maya Vienna, what's he going to bring it for? The chosam shavar shel tit lo chazi lemidi. If it's made out of tit and it breaks, it's worthless. So there's no reason for him to bring it with him anywhere. And if it's just to show his master that he's totally kafuf to the master, and he's carrying in his hand the chosam of avdus, that doesn't really demonstrate any avdus if you're carrying it in your hand. It only demonstrates avdus when you're wearing it. But if you only have one factor working in your favor, namely that it's on the clothing, or it's made out of metal, and therefore it's a davar chashuv, then asur latzeis bo l'Rosh Hashanah. Then you're not allowed to go out with it to Rosh Hashanah. Ukidil lekameh, as we're about to explain in the next couple of sivkatons. Avalobiksu. So what's the difference whether it's hanging around his neck or it's attached to his clothing? So says the Mishnah Berurah, dilma mifsak hachosam elav. If it's attached to the clothing, then we're afraid it might snap. It might snap off. Umirtas mirabo sheyomer shesiru kedei laros l'kol shu ben charin. And the Eved's going to be afraid that his master is going to think that he took it off in order to pose as a ben chorin. So v'yikapal talisa k'deishal yisrael makom achosam v'yisaynu al ksefo. So what he's going to do is he's going to take his talis and scrunch it up over the area where the chosam is supposed to be, like he's covering a stain or something, right? He's going to scrunch up his talis in that area in order to cover it up so that the master doesn't see that he's not wearing the chosam v'dami atalis al ksefo k'masui. And the talis worn in such an unnatural way becomes a masui. So therefore he's carrying the talis. U'bishal matachos. And if it's made out of metal, if the chosam is made out of metal and it falls off, since metal is valuable, he might pick it up and bring it back to the master, and he's going to carry it for amos and rishos rabim. Sivkat chaf bechol inyan, that we said that if he made it himself, then it's for sure aser. Hainu afil kshu tali al savaro. That's even if it's hanging around his neck. Vatam dikimin shu asa laatzmo eno mirtas mirabu kshiasirena. Since he made it for himself, he's not afraid of his master when he takes it off. And we're that he might take it by hand and carry it for amos and Rosh Hashanah. Now we move on to Se'if Beis. Whenever you have a situation where the Eved is not Chayiv in Shabbos, meaning the Eved is allowed to do Malach on his own, what was that case? That's any case where he was not Mekabel Mitzvos Ki'isha. He was only Mekabel Sheva Mitzvos, right? Not Mekabel Mitzvos Ki'isha. So he's allowed to do Malachos for himself. If the master tells him, you know what, you go get yourself a job for the weekends so that you could feed yourself, so that you could support yourself. Since the master made that deal with the Eved before Shabbos began, then the Eved can work, and that's perfectly fine, in order to feed himself. But he should just be careful to do so somewhat bitzina, so that people shouldn't be choshed him and choshed the master that he's having him work on Shabbos. He's not really having him work on Shabbos, not for him at least. He's having the Eved work for himself on Shabbos, and there's nothing wrong with that. Siv katan chafal v'mishabruim amr lei ha'adon she'im yirtza shalol lezon v'shiachzor Eved al psachom rashus biyadu v'imkein os Eved atzmo. The reason that the Adon could say, go get yourself a job to support yourself on Shabbos, is because the Adon has no responsibility to feed the Eved. So since he could just say, you know what, go beg for food because I'm not dealing with it, so he has every right to tell the Eved, go get yourself a job on Shabbos that will feed you. So kivan shehisna imomi bodyom, since he made it tonight with him to get this job already before Shabbos, la fuke lahasnos b'Shabbos da aser, you're not allowed to make such a deal with him on Shabbos. And if there was no deal with the master at all, it's just that the Eved decides to do this work and he wants to get mizonos from it, hevi beli rabbi b'shem sefer for masas binyam de mutter. That for sure is going to be mutter, even sheni shalom lo sheyasena, since the master never told him to do this job. However, the levushe sarad thinks that that maybe is a problem, that if the master didn't specifically tell him before Shabbos to do this work, and the Eved just went on Shabbos and did it, maybe that's a problem, says the levushe sarad, even though the Eli Rabba and the Masas Binyamin think that that's mutter. So we said, osahu, so the Eved could do this as long as he does it somewhere privately. Ratzalomer, afilu bebeis rabo, he can even do the work in his master's house, kivin shu betzina, since it's being done betzinu, kad mesayim, v'kol shkeinim arviach etzalein Yehudi. And certainly if he's profiting by working with an Einu Yehudi, but he should not be working in another Jew's house, even Betzina. So when we say that he's got to work Betzina, it means he either works for a non-Jew, or he works in the home of this Jewish master. But he's not allowed to work for another Jewish person. Because at the end of the day, he is an Eved of a Yisrael. He's an Eved that is owned by a Jew. So to summarize what we learned today, first we said that even though one shita prohibits a Jew from having an Eved who wasn't Mekabel Shev Mitzvahs to do Malacha for him, a second shita treats him like a regular Nachri, where Amir Lakum is going to be Mutter Litzorech Echoler, Litzorech Emes, and Yom Tov Rishon, but we happen to pass like the first shita that's more Machmir. Second, we said, if you are Mitzuva B'Shvisa Savdo, then he can't go out with a Chosam unless it's made out of Tit and it hangs on his neck, because there's no concern that you're going to remove it, and if it falls off, it's going to be useless, so he's not going to come to carry it. And then third, we said, when an Eved is allowed to do his own Malacha, you can make a Tanai with him in advance of Shabbos that he should work for his own food on Shabbos, but he's not allowed to work in another Jewish person's home, and you're not allowed to make that Tanai on Shabbos, and there's a Machlokas without a Tanai, can he just choose to do the work on Shabbos himself? That's a Machlokas Achronim. Okay, but from tomorrow we will finish Simin Dalet Shin and begin Simin Shin Hey from a remote location. We'll be at a Chasam tomorrow in Toronto. So unless you were with me in Toronto, we will do it on Zoom from Chasam there. Everyone have a wonderful evening.